Community Radio in your city, Cambridge 105.
And it has just gone 5:30. Time to welcome today's studio guests. I'm joined by Phil Norton from the production The Nativity Story and the lady who plays Mary, but I didn't actually catch your real name when we came in.
Samantha.
I thought it was Mary.
You're not really Mary?
No.
It's all gone wrong.
Welcome to the studio, both of you.
Hello.
And happy Christmas, I suppose I have to say already. It's still too early for Christmas for
Way
me, but
too
you,
early.
You must be in it and been in it for quite a while, haven't you? Getting ready for all of this?
Yes. We've been rehearsing for a month or so. So it's been, but yes, it did start a long time ago. Started writing the production middle of summer, which seems a strange thing. I'm just looking at the screen in front of me, and I've had all my, I imagine newsreaders actually just had it all as wrote and just it came out of their head, and it's not, it's all just written over there.
I'm reading
cheating.
No, it's all read for me. It's all written for me.
It's like the surprise that I get that people actually read my scripts and learn them.
without that, it wouldn't be much of a show.
No.
So tell me a bit about you, Phil. We said off air that you've been in here before and talked about various different productions that you've been involved with. How long have you been doing this sort of thing for?
I've been doing amateur dramatics for not that long, actually, 5 or 6 years locally. The last time I was in here, we were doing a pantomime at the ADC. Last year, we did Pinocchio.
Yep.
Or Pinocchio, depending on which area of the country you come from. I was also in here on a couple of occasions talking about rock music. I get involved in teaching music locally right in Swasey Village College. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was one of the things that... But excited to be here this time talking about our production of The Nativity.
So is this the first Christmas-themed production you've done?
Yes, it is. It's from one extreme to another, I guess. But the idea was that we really wanted to do something very... do you know when you were like little and you sort of went along to midnight mass and it was all really exciting and full of atmosphere? Mm. We wanted to do something like that, only bigger. And that's, I'm pretty sure, what we've managed to achieve with all the magicality, to coin another word that I'd never used before. With all the magic and feeling and everything that goes with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the setting being in the churches that we're doing it just really adds to that atmosphere.
That's an interesting line of questioning. So you say you've staged things in theatres before, so these are in churches.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a conscious decision to stage them in a church?
Yes, it's the perfect setting for a nativity. It just seems very appropriate. We've started rehearsing in our local church, St. Mary's in Over, and it makes a huge difference.
Does it bring any challenges in terms of the acoustics of the church or just the nature of a church in terms of putting on an event like this?
There's always challenges with any event, but yes, there are specific ones related to doing a church, as in don't touch anything and don't damage anything. And where do you put the Star of Bethlehem? there's a pregnant pause there.
Yeah.
So I was warned about that. There are challenges, but that's part of doing a show. That's why people do it. That's why I do it anyway. You think, yeah, let's do that. No, you can't do that. Yes, you can. We'll work a way of doing it.
Why not? Exactly.
And I'm really pleased to have, you know, friends and people around me, people that I've worked with on other productions, come and join us. We've got a cast of a very good 12 good actors.
Okay.
We've got some singers come along. Under the direction of Lucy Mann, who's not with us just at the moment.
She's your musical director.
She's she would hate you for saying that. I do call her a musical director. She's coordinates the music. That's her preferred phrase. But yeah, if you to hear the rehearsal yesterday, you just want to come along straight away because the singing and the music is going to be tremendous.
Yeah.
We've got some contemporary music, but a lot of very traditional. Oh, you've got a full-sized harp as well.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. So you're saying started writing this in the summer. How do you write something that is effectively already been written in the Bible? Do you sort of add your own spin on it and make it a bit more contemporary, or
thankfully not?
Yeah, you don't want to go inside Phil's head. It's You're right. It's that's another of the challenges, and that's one of the biggest parts of doing the show, actually, was to write a script that was based on original themes and stories. So there's a lot of research gone into it. I wanted it to be genuine, and I wanted it to be as true as we could to the original stories. But just how can I put it into words? I wanted it to make it magical, make it believable, and make it not a school nativity that we all remember with the, you know, with the narrator.
So there's nobody wearing tea towels on their heads.
No tea towels.
It's
know,
a shame.
Yeah, we tried, but they tried, but I wouldn't let them.
and it is aimed at a family audience.
Family.
So
yeah.
If adults have not seen a nativity for years and maybe slightly have those memories of sitting through nativities when their children were young and thinking, oh no, I'm not sure about this is something a bit different, and they will enjoy it just as much as the children will do.
They will enjoy it, everybody will enjoy it. That's
magical,
the whole idea.
Magical, yeah. Side of it, isn't
excellent
it?
Let's talk to you then, Samantha. Phil was saying that there's about 12 members of the cast. How did you get involved with this?
I've worked in one of Phil's other productions, and Phil contacted me and asked if I'd like to play the part of Mary, and I said yes.
Brilliant. So that's like the main two parts of the thing, I guess. So that's quite
an enjoyable
a compliment.
Role. Same time, quite scary though, because of the lines. But
is it quite a lot of things to learn?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of lines.
Quite a few lines, but again, it's part of the fun. And if we didn't love it, then.
So what experience have you got in acting before? How long have you been doing Amdram for?
To be honest, I've been busy kind of having a family, so I've only just started the last few years.
Okay.
So I've been in like a few musicals and murder mysteries and things. So
what got you interested in it in the first place?
My passion for performing arts from such a young age, to be honest. I've always held such a passion for it, and to have the opportunity now to start getting involved with things like this is fab.
Were you in a nativity when you were at school?
I was probably the sheep, or like the random chicken in the background.
Second octopus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. In school nativity, they have to create a part for every single child so they don't feel left out. So you do have some certain character, number 33 or something, just to make sure everybody's got a part in it.
Yes.
Do you find it easy to learn the lines?
I'm learning to learn the lines. I
take my hat to anybody that does this, because I can't memorize my new script, so why would I be able to memorize lines in a whole performance? there must be some tips and tricks as to learning lines for an actor.
It tends to be, I think it's just going over and over it, and yeah, recording it on your phone as well. That's a new one.
Okay. Well, they're listening back to it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And getting your husband or your partner to
go through it with you. Yes.
Which I'm sure he's chuffed about.
So you say you've been rehearsing for about a month or so now. How often have you been rehearsing?
Oh, was once. That a general question?
Yeah.
Am I butting in?
Whoever.
No.
Once or twice a week.
Okay. Yeah. And presumably all the people that are involved are doing it because they love doing it. It's a voluntary thing.
Oh, absolutely.
So
yes,
you're looking for a level of commitment from all of these people that are involved to make sure they turn up on time, because if somebody doesn't turn up, then you've got a headache to fill a role, haven't you?
That's part of the deal, yes, if you sign up to a show. I think when you're involved in amateur dramatics, you take on that commitment when you commit yourself to a show that you will be doing the rehearsals. Mm. It's difficult. In a way, because we're producing this production outside of established people like Chaos Festival Players, so the Overplayers, which a lot of us come from, there's other shows going on at the same time. So you're competing for attention and time with those other shows as well.
And you're also competing against the people for the audience to actually come and watch these things as well. I mean, this is the time of year when
forget everything else, just come to the
There are many other things going on.
There are, yes.
So from putting on a show like this, and then there must be something that you must have to bear in mind, is that you are competing with, and there's got to be something about this that people should come to over the traditional pantomime or whatever else is going on.
Yeah, but we're not really competing. The only reason we'd be competing is based on time. Mm. You know, if you're going to go and see a pantomime, you go and see Saturday afternoon, don't you? That's why I think we've got the timing about right on the Nativity. It's part of the Christmas experience, yep. Isn't it? You know, we may be kicking off a little bit early. This Sunday is the first performance in Great St Mary's. Then we've got the Saturday before Christmas in Over, the local church in Over, St Mary's. And then the Monday and Tuesday before Christmas at St Giles, the church at the bottom of Castle Hill.
Yep.
So really, you know, it's just a few days before Christmas. It fits, doesn't it?
It does. Well, as it you does. Said, I'm not ready for Christmas yet, but by the time this rolls around, this is the sort
yes,
of thing that
you'll
I would
go
be,
Christmas shopping,
would be
you'll
ready
go
to
out
come
for,
and see.
For definitely. Work to do or something, and, you know, it doesn't take all evening, 7:30, and it'll be over by 9:00, and then you can go back to whatever you
the
were
pub.
Doing before. Yeah.
And one thing that's standing out to me on this flyer is that it is free entry.
Yes, yeah.
That's a very important thing to mention, because that is definitely something that's more likely to get people interested if you know, people haven't got enough money to spend because they're buying Christmas presents or whatever it might be at this time of year. So to come along for a bit of free entertainment is brilliant. So how are you able to put on an event like this for free?
Favours. I will have to try and... There are costs incurred. Just as we were waiting to come in, I just got picked up an email with the invoice from one of the an invoice. So yes, there are costs, and we'll be asking people to make a donation if they feel like they want to on the way out. But not the end of the world. The main thing is that we want to do a really good production that people will remember, people will enjoy, and it all adds to the Christmas experience.
Brilliant. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't look like Joseph's going to make it.
Joseph's lost somewhere.
Not
he's on his way.
Not sure where Joseph ended up. But
I think Joseph has just arrived. I just heard a knock.
Right.
At the door. There was a knock at the door.
See if Joseph can make
work
his way
out how to open
work out how to open the door. We'll see. Okay, so as you say, it's on starts on Sunday the 13th of December at Great St Mary's in Cambridge. Then you're in 19th of December at St Mary's Church in Over. And then the 21st and the 22nd of December, you're at St Giles in Cambridge. And all the performances are 7:30.
7:30,
start
yes.
times.
Free entry, just and, come along.
How long did you say it lasts for?
About an hour 15 minutes.
About an hour and
like
a half.
That.
Okay, brilliant. All right.
Should we be wrapped up about 9:00, something like that,
great.
I imagine.
All right. Well, is that Joseph that's just arrived behind? There
yes.
he is. Well, unfortunately, we have to wrap up the interview now because I've got to move on with the show. But what we will do is we'll take a photograph of the three of you, all Mary and Joseph, and put it with our podcast so that people can at least know what Joseph looks like.
Please, that would be great. He's driven all this way from Bethlehem.
It's a long, long old way.
In his van.
Thank you very much. That's Phil Norton from... the Nativity story, and also Samantha, who's playing Mary. And what's Joseph's real name?
Harry.
Harry, who's Joseph. Nice to meet you on the other side of the glass.